Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear stories from Mario Ritter, Dorothy Gundy, Bruce Alpert, and Jill Robbins. Later, Katie Weaver and Dan Friedel will bring us this week's Personal Technology Report. But first, here is Mario Ritter.
Saturday marks the 20th anniversary of Britain handing over Hong Kong to China. The city plans a major celebration of the change that took place on July 1, 1997. The Chinese military will hold a huge fireworks show, and Chinese President Xi Jinping is making a state visit starting Thursday. But as the city prepares, not everyone is welcoming the events. 23-year-old Nathan Law is Hong Kong's youngest ever lawmaker. He is a member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council. People are not celebrating, but worrying about Hong Kong's future and its current situation, he told the Associated Press. Law was a student leader in the huge pro-democracy demonstrations that took place in 2014. Those demonstrations failed to change the election process for Hong Kong's chief executive. Carrie Lam will be sworn in as chief executive of the Special Administrative Region on July 1st. She, like current executive C.Y. Leung, has been criticized as being too close to the government in Beijing. Law said there are growing concerns that the policy known as One Country, Two Systems for Hong Kong is changing. Under the policy, Hong Kong has kept its government and capitalist economic system. It also kept a high degree of autonomy not enjoyed on the mainland. But Law told AP that the Chinese government appears to be reducing freedoms in the territory. There are lots of people describing the current system as one country, 1.5 systems, he said. Incidents that have caused people in Hong Kong concern include the disappearance of five booksellers in late 2015. They were detained by the government for reportedly publishing books critical of Chinese politicians. One man, Gui Minhai, is still being held. In another case, a Chinese-born businessman who held a Canadian passport disappeared from his hotel room earlier this year. News reports have said he may have been detained by Chinese security, which would be a violation of Hong Kong's laws. Some Hong Kongers have started to show their displeasure. About 30 pro-democracy protesters were arrested on Wednesday, one day before Xi's visit. The protesters gathered around the forever-blooming golden Bauhinia statue. The monument marks where the handover on July 1st took place. The activists were demanding full democracy and the unconditional release of Liu Xiaobo, the activist and Nobel Prize winner. The 61-year-old writer was recently diagnosed with liver cancer and was released for health reasons. During the protest, democracy supporters shouted, "Democracy Now! Free Liu Xiaobo!" as they placed a black cloth over the golden Bauhinia statue. Britain first took control of Hong Kong in the 1840s. I'm Mario Ritter.
For years, farming on empty land was a big issue in one of America's biggest cities, Los Angeles, California. The city government refused to permit planting of crops in vacant, underdeveloped areas. But Los Angeles residents pressured local leaders to let them grow food in open spaces, including strips of land between the street and sidewalks. 2 years ago, city officials gave residents permission to plant crops in such spaces. Ron Finley is now growing food on a small piece of land near his home. He spends most of his mornings there.
This is a food forest. There's fruit trees and there's also weeds that are edible in here. I want to educate people to the fact that there's food all around you.
The Los Angeles man often speaks to groups. He urges them to start community gardens much like his. Finley has been growing crops in the city for many years, even before the government gave its permission. Until recently, he had been told by city officials not to do so. He had even been ordered to go to court. Tomatoes, edible flowers, fruits, and vegetables are not often seen in the inner city. It is easier to buy unhealthy food and alcoholic drinks. Tomiko Nakamoto helps 22 people grow crops in their community garden in South Los Angeles. He says they are growing both fruits and vegetables.
Collard greens, sugarcane, banana, tomato trees, cabbage.
This month, the Los Angeles City Council agreed to lower property taxes for people who let their vacant land be used as community gardens. Finley says urban gardening is good for everyone. Because of the gardens, more families in the city are eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
It's making you healthy all over, not just your body, your mindset, everything, because looking at this, smelling this affects every sense in your body.
I'm Dorothy Gundy.
Sleep expert David Ernest often tells college students that a good night's sleep is important for academic success. Not that they listen to him. Ernest is a professor at Texas A&M College of Medicine. He explains that so-called all-nighters, in which students spend all night studying instead of sleeping, are not effective or healthy.
The sort of common approach for college students is to wait till the last minute in terms of preparing or studying for an exam, do all-nighters, especially before final exams, because that way you can cram all of your studying into a very short period of time. But in the process, obviously that compromises sleep, and unfortunately it's counterproductive.
College students often wait until the last minute to review information and study for an exam. They may stay up all night ahead of the test.
Research shows, however, it is not worth it. Ernest explains that people who stay up all night do not remember as much about what they read or studied. There is also some evidence that people even suffer temporary drops in their IQ, or intelligence quotient, he said. If a student must prepare for an exam at the last minute, Ernest suggests studying until about 2 a.m., sleeping for 4 hours, and then reviewing the material again early in the morning. 4 hours is not enough sleep, but it is better than no sleep, Ernest said. Jawbone is a company that sells a small device that people attach to themselves to measure exercise and sleep. The company used information from device users to measure how much time college students sleep. It found that college students slept an average of 7.03 hours during the week and 7.38 hours on weekends. Female students slept more than male students. They get an extra 23 minutes of sleep on weeknights and 17 more minutes on weekends. Jawbone's study seems to suggest that college students are getting enough sleep. The numbers are within the numbers suggested by the National Sleep Foundation. It recommends between 7 and 9 hours of sleep daily for people aged 18 to 25. But Jawbone said the average hours of sleep in its study can be misleading. Its study also found that nearly half of the time, students get less than 7 hours of sleep a night. Jawbone also found some other interesting sleep information. Students at America's military academies, West Point, the Naval Academy, and Coast Guard Academy all require students to get up before 7 a.m. That is the earliest required waking time for college students. As a result, students at the three schools average 6.38 hours of sleep, the lowest among American college students. Other colleges where students average less than 7 hours of sleep on weeknights include Columbia University in New York, the University of Notre Dame in Indiana, and Case Western Reserve University in Ohio. Students at the University of New Hampshire, the University of Oregon, and the University of San Diego got the most sleep, Jawbone said.
A 2014 report for the U.S. National Library of Medicine and National Institutes of Health reported that daytime sleepiness and irregular sleep schedules are common among college students. The report said a lack of sleep can result in lower grade point averages. It also found it can lead to increased risk of academic failure and of emotional distress. The National Sleep Foundation offers suggestions for better sleep. Go to bed at the same time each night and wake up at the same time in the morning. Make sure your bedroom is a quiet, dark, and relaxing environment, and that it is neither too hot nor too cold. Make sure your bed is comfortable and that you do not use it for other activities such as reading, watching television, or listening to music. Remove all TVs, computers, radios, and telephones from the bedroom. Avoid large meals before bedtime. Here's wishing you a good night's sleep. I'm Bruce Alpert.
And I'm Jill Robbins.
This is What's Trending Today. Washington Post reporter David Farenthold followed Donald Trump throughout the 2016 presidential election campaign. He wrote about then-candidate Trump's promises to give money to charity. He reported that Trump's own organization donated very little money over the years. He also reported on an old recording in which Trump is heard talking about touching women without their permission. Farenthold won a Pulitzer Prize this year for his reporting on Trump. The yearly prize honors journalists who do great work. This week, Farenthold reported on another Trump-related issue for the Post. He wrote about a framed Time magazine cover that hangs on the walls at some of Trump's golf courses in the United States, Ireland, and Scotland. The cover features a photo of Donald Trump himself. It is dated March 1, 2009. The cover says, "Trump's television show, The Apprentice, is a big success." But there is one problem. Time was not published on that date. The real Time magazine cover, closest to that date, came out on March 2, 2009. It has a picture of British actress Kate Winslet. Traditionally, Time magazine covers have a red border with a thin white line surrounding the cover photo. The version hanging at Trump's golf courses is different. Staff members who work for the president at the White House and those who run the golf courses did not respond to the Washington Post's questions about the fake magazine cover. Time said it has asked Trump's business, known as the Trump Organization, to take down the fake magazine covers. Time named Trump its 2016 Person of the Year. He was on the magazine's cover at the end of last year. Many people on social media reacted to the story. They used photo editing software and made their own versions of magazine covers featuring themselves and even their cats. One politician made up his own Time cover. Some also remembered a scene from the 1998 movie The Big Lebowski. In the film, the main character looks into a mirror that looks like a Time magazine cover. Trump tweeted about the Washington Post story on Wednesday, calling the newspaper fake news. And that's what's trending today. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
Fun puzzle apps are handy to have on your phone. Keep them ready when you need to clear your mind. Maybe you are stuck in the office on a Friday afternoon or trapped in a car on a long road trip or waiting on a flight that is delayed. Puzzle apps can help make that time more enjoyable. The apps can also help avoid the oft-repeated question, "Are we there yet?" from your young travelers. But puzzle apps can do more than entertain you. they can also improve your mental skills to help keep you sharp. While you are having fun, your brain can be solving problems, learning new English words, and more. Warning, these games may be addictive. Only start playing them if you have time for fun.
If you are a fan of the classic video game Tetris, you will enjoy 1010. This puzzle game is a lot like Tetris, but without the time pressure. 1010 shows a game board of 10 spaces across and 10 spaces down. In each part of the game, you get 3 shapes to place on the board. The shapes are similar to the Tetris shapes and are made from squares. You must place them on the boards in the free spaces. Like Tetris, in 1010, a row or column is cleared if it is filled with squares. Players earn points when they clear rows and columns. Clearing the board is also important to have enough open spaces to place the shapes. As with Tetris, you cannot really win at 1010. The game is over once your board is too full to fit another shape. But the higher you score, the better. And you can always try to beat your best score. You can find tips and tricks to master 1010 on the app's website under Tips, Tricks, and Such. 1010 is available for free. An in-app purchase is available to remove ads.
Monkey Wrench is a word search game with a twist. You have to clear the board by finding words. Each puzzle has categories of words you must find. The categories may be from history, sports, pop culture, music, food, people, and more. Instead of letters being in a square, letters in Monkey Wrench are in hexagons. The first letter of each word is darkened. Swipe your finger along the letters when you find the word. The word will be cleared from the puzzle. When you clear all the words, you have solved the puzzle. You can choose from 3 levels of difficulty: easy, medium, and hard. The easy level shows the words you must find. Medium gives you the first letter of the word and shows how many letters are in each word. Hard shows you how many letters are in each word, but no letters are given. You have to figure out the words yourself. Monkey Wrench starts off with a free pack of 50 puzzles. Each day, a new free puzzle is added. Players can buy puzzle packs or just wait and play a free puzzle each day.
People who enjoy the number puzzle game Sudoku will be happy to know that now it's as close as your phone. The Sudoku app means you can play this interesting game wherever you are. Sudoku players fill in numbers on a grid of 9 squares. Each square is divided into another 9 squares. Each row and column in the grid must have the numbers 1 through 9 filled in without repeats. Each large square must have the numbers 1 through 9 within it, again, without repeats. Some numbers are provided, and it is up to you to fill in the rest. The game can be simple, on an easy level, where lots of numbers are provided. Or the game can be difficult, with very few numbers provided. The Sudoku app from the developer Finger Arts offers different themes so you can make your board look the way that works best for you. You can play at different levels, from easy to expert. Try each to find the level best for you. When you fill in the grid with 3 mistakes or fewer, you win. The goal of this app is to have a string of wins. If you have 4 or more mistakes, you can continue playing, but your string will be broken. This app offers many different settings, permitting you to make changes so the game is more enjoyable. Sudoku from Finger Arts is available free for the iPhone and iPad. Sudoku Plus is from the same developer but removes ads. Sudoku Plus is available for just under $5. Many free Sudoku apps are in the app stores. Also, check out Sudoku from Brainium Studios.
7 Little Words is another word game app from the developer of Monkey Wrench. But instead of trying to find words, you have to put puzzle pieces together to figure out words. To play 7 Little Words, players read clues for 7 different words. The clues tell the meanings of the words and how many letters are in each word. Below the clues are puzzle pieces that are groups of letters. Players must put together the groups of letters to form the word. Form all 7 words to win the game. Like Monkey Wrench, 7 Little Words is a free app, and players are given a puzzle pack with free puzzles. Each day, a new free puzzle is added to the game. You can buy additional puzzle packs if you cannot wait for tomorrow's puzzle. The game is also available on the 7 Little Words website and in French at Sept Petits Mots.
Semble is a free puzzle game that shows you a shape with colors and patterns. You then try to match it with the same shape that starts out blank. You can add patterns and colors, spin the shape, and cut it to try to make it look the same as the one above. To make the game more difficult, players must make the changes in the right order to match the shapes. Semble has Journey Setting, an untimed version of the game, or Challenge Mode, which is timed and more intense. The game starts out easy but gets more difficult as players rise through the levels. The app has 32 levels with 190 total puzzles. Semble is free for iPhone and iPad. I'm Dan Friedel.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.